ماء زمزم المشهور
مولانا حبيب بابا
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. ماء زمزم المشهور مولانا السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
And we have Mufti Zubair Bayat
Alhamdulillah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah. We have a very interesting discussion lined up this morning, as I alluded in my introduction. And ma uzamzam lima shuriba lahu intisab.
Alhamdulillah,
Rabbil Alameen, all praise be to Allah, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and yourself,
you know, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah. We will
discuss some aspects relating to
Zamzam, because it is hot season at present.
So obviously, you know, a lot of the discussions, even on
Kneem,
maybe Islam, are centered on, you know, inshallah, we will discuss season of Hajj, some aspects relating to Zamzam, and Baytullah, because it is hot season at present. We shall be discussing, you know, some aspects relating to that in today's program. Maybe Islam is centered on the fire season of Hajj, and one aspect of living miracles, and Allah inshallah has preserved the water of the very day in the world. We shall be discussing some relating to that in today's program. And these two miracles of the Prophet that are still prevalent in the world today.
Now,
one is the Quran, the Holy Quran.
Two living miracles.
The Quran is the greatest Allah has preserved to this very day in the world.
Given to mankind.
The Prophet,
and these two miracles of the Prophet that are still prevalent in the world today.
One is which was the miracle of Quran, the Holy Quran.
The Quran is the greatest mu'jiza and miracle
that Allah the Long has given to mankind.
The mu'jiza of Nabi Muhammad
started gushing from the earth and all of those things.
The mu'jiza and miracle is the water of Zamzam,
which was the miracle of
Ismail alayhi salam.
Mu'jiza is a miracle that are with us in this day and age.
The long history
regarding
approximately
5,500
years gushing from the earth and all of those things.
This is a very old mu'jiza and miracle that is with us. Till this day,
amongst the amazing thing about it is
miracles that are with us
continues to
this day and age.
And it is approximately
more than 5,500 years old.
And about
this is a very old
years before the
mu'jiza and miracle
has been rushing and gushing
till this day,
and it has never stopped gushing.
The amazing thing about it
and
is
it will continue, inshallah,
continues to gush
till Allah Rabbil Izzat
last 1400 years of
flow
and gush.
It has been gushing.
The water of Zamzam, in fact, will remain till the very end of time, inshallah.
It has been gushing and gushing.
That water,
and
that
it has never
many,
stopped
many
gushing.
Many, many Abdi alayhi salam.
And it will continue, inshallah,
have drunk from this water.
Allah Rabbul Izzat will be to continue
Ismail
to flow and gush.
Obviously, Ibrahim alayhi salam
then came
to Makkah.
In fact, will remain till the very end of
Ismail
time, inshallah.
Had grown up.
So, obviously, he would have
most
that water
drank
from the water
many, many
of Abdi alayhi
salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam.
Right
from this water,
starting came after them,
Ismail alayhi salam,
who came to Baytullah,
then came to
would have drank this water, and in the end,
Ismail alayhi salam had grown up,
so
he would have most certainly drank from the water of Zamzam.
So Ismail alayhi salam,
Ibrahim alayhi salam,
which
himself,
alayhi salatu wasalam,
that came after them,
enacted
them
to Baytullah,
they would have drank this water, and in the end,
the leader of all the Ambiyahs,
Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
when he came to Zamzam, he actually stood and drank
this
water
against
which
normal practice,
which himself,
and he, you know, not only drank this water, but he drank to his instruction,
that water should be
poured it over his
Mubarak
head and chest,
but
when he came to Zamzam, he actually stood and drank this water against his normal practice.
He called for this water,
and he,
during the Treaty of
Hudaybiyah,
drank this water, but he drank to his satisfaction.
He instructed one of the Quraysh to go and get
over his Mubarak head
some leather bags of Zamzam water from Makkah,
although they could not
enter because of the Treaty of Hudaybiyah.
For this water,
took back
with him
the water of Zamzam,
subhanAllah, to Medina Munawwara.
He instructed one of the Quraysh to go and get
conquest of Makkah,
some leather bags of Zamzam water from Makkah
to the governor there
because of the Treaty of Hudaybiyah.
Suhail bin Amr radiyallahu ta'ala
took back with him the water of Zamzam, subhanAllah, to Medina Munawwara.
Just before we take the benefits, is it possible for Mufti Saab to be a share with us? What is the meaning of Zamzam? Just to start with the word, maybe.
And yes, all right,
most of the benefits are
incredible. Why is Zamzam called Zamzam?
Just before we take the benefits, I think is it possible for Mufti Saab to be a share with us? What is the meaning of Zamzam? Just to start with the word, maybe.
In fact, according to some books, most appropriate, Zamzam has up to 60 names. Zamzam called Zamzam. And some ulama actually composed poetry. Also know that Zamzam has many names other than just the name Zamzam. In fact, according to some books, Zamzam, among the other names of Zamzam, for example, it is also called Baraka. And some ulama actually composed poetry. It is called Bushra. It is called Zawa, 60 names in there. It is called Nafi'a, and many other names. So, besides being called Zamzam, among the other names of Zamzam, for example, it is also called Baraka, it is called Zamzam, it is called Mubaraka, it is called Barra, it is called Bushra, it is called Zawa, the naming of it is called Nafi'a, and many other names. That it is called Zamzam, because why it is called Zamzam, the reason why it is called Zamzam, the gurgling sound of water, the stretching sound regarding the name of Arabic Zamzam. Zamzam means to make that sound of water, water splashing, because of gurgling of the water. So this is the reason why it is called the gurgling sound of water. Others say the splashing sound. So they say in Arabic has got to do Zamzam means to make that sound of water, when water was discovered by of gurgling of the water. So this is the reason why it is called Zamzam. Others say in the Ibrani language, which is the, it has got to do Aramaic language, she used the word water was discovered by Zam, Hazrat Hajar, and this was to prevent that water which started gushing from the Ibrani language, which is from the Aramaic language, she used the word actually struck by the wing of, which means Jibreel alayhi salam. This water that began to prevent to gush, that water which started gushing from the water from overflowing, she created a little gills of Ismail alayhi salam with the sand around actually. And when she saw the water by the wing of gushing, Jibreel alayhi salam actually said, this water that began to gush, which meant stops the water from overflowing, is mentioned by the conversation. That if she did not the sand around his word, and when she saw the water is just gushing and gushing, the water of Zamzam would have covered almost the whole earth. Zamzam, it would have just carried on, flowing and flowing and flowing, and there would have been no stop. It is mentioned by the commentators, so this is another reason why say these words, it is called Zamzam. Then the water of Zamzam would have covered almost the whole earth, because the word carried on, flowing and flowing and flowing
together,
and there would have been no stop in
the meaning of the word Zamzam,
flowing. That's why
so
they say when a group
reason
of
why
it is called
60, 70
people get together, then they say
Zamzam
because it comes,
a group of people
got
together.
The word ijtima. So this is one other reason, because it's the
water
that's the meaning of the word Zamzam.
And it didn't,
that's why they say when a group of water that was gathered,
similar to the meaning of
people get together,
Aramaic
meaning
of Zamzamatu minan nas.
Ajib, Mufti Sahib, you earlier were saying about the benefit you're about to start with them, maybe you can share them.
One reason why it's called Zamzam. Yes, inshallah, Salamana, we will go through some of the amazing benefits of Zamzam. The reason why Zamzam has been called Zamzam. And there was not a blade of grass that grew there, not a leaf, not one. Did we know that at the time when Ibrahim alayhi salam left Ismail alayhi salam and Hajar was found there in Makkah Mukarrama, there was no water in the Vedic al-Muharram, running in desperation and from Safa to Marwa. Blade of grass that grew there, not a leaf, not one. The people that they will go from Safa to Marwa in relation of the action of Hazrat Hajar,
no water, anything.
That is when Hazrat Hajar was running in desperation from Safa to Marwa,
baby, because of the reason of the Abbot and hungry
and Ibadat. And for
in that process of crying,
the people
kicking
they will go from Safa to Marwa in emulation of the action of Hazrat Hajar,
heels in the sand.
That is when Ismail alayhi salam was crying.
This water
as a baby,
gush, the spring
was extremely thirsty.
According
and hungry.
To the narrations, it was Jibreel alayhi salam was sent by Allah
in the process of crying, kicking his little feet on the very spot
ground,
where Ismail alayhi salam
and
was kicking
of his feet,
and it was the wind of the
Jibreel alayhi
salam and the
heels of Ismail
alayhi salam
that gave rise
water
to some
gush, the spring.
So
according to the narrations, it was Jibreel alayhi salam was sent by Allah
something
from Allah, and he struck the ground with his wing
on the very spot where Ismail alayhi salam
was
kicking,
and it was
even
the wing of Jibreel alayhi salam
of Rasulullah
and the heels of Ismail alayhi salam
that gave rise to the Zamzam.
For example, the narration of
so
Muslim Sharif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam has referred to it as innaha mubarakatun.
Very many narrations are found
so
regarding Zamzam. Even
here,
the hadith of Rasulullah
himself
speak about Zamzam,
water of barakah.
For example, the narration of Muslim Sharif,
Nabi sallallahu
has referred to
about the blessings
of the water of Zamzam.
Even
non-Muslims,
you know, when you arrive at the airport, then
here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam
immediately about Zamzam,
or
the water of barakah, custom
officials, and
there is no
even the
question
or doubt in anybody's
mind
about the blessedness of the water of Zamzam.
Even your non-Muslims,
when you arrive at the airport,
comes out on the other side with all the, you know,
immediately about Zamzam,
all the
whatever
custom officials, and
they also
know
the
quarters
at the airport,
they will
call
even
non-Muslims,
they know that this is
only looking
blessed
for your Zamzam.
Even
there's
even non-Muslims
come
out
on the other side with all
lots
the,
of times even ask
you know,
that can I have some of this water, can I have
whatever,
and there's no problem in giving
they
them,
they also know that
give it to them,
it's called Zamzam,
in
they
fact,
call
it
by Zamzam, they know that
I read
this is very blessed water.
That
even
other
non-Muslims
know that it is
the
lots of times
the
even
water
ask you that can
I
have
some of this water,
can I have,
they decided to
agree in
giving them, by all means
give it to them
for their
in
followers.
Fact, Marana, it is amazing,
right, so
I read this somewhere,
they,
what,
that
many
you know,
other religions
see
the success
some,
of
whatever
the Zamzam
water
with
the Muslims,
and then they call this blessed
they
water and
to,
you know,
create
it's like
their own
emulation of
Zamzam.
The Muslims
or
their
the
followers
of Zamzam.
Right, so
but obviously,
where can there be barakah in something
you know,
that
probably
is in kufr and shirk?
They read some whatever they have to read
and the Zamzam water,
and then they
and
call
the
Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
It is the food
you know,
for those
like
wish to
emulation
eat,
of the Muslims,
seek nourishment,
the water of Zamzam.
Also, a narration of Tabrani,
where can there be barakah in something that is
in kufr and shirk? said, it is the food for those who wish to eat.
I never found even the slightest amount of hunger over drinking water.
And I observe the water of Zamzam. This is a narration of Muslims.
Subhanallah, Sharif,
when you think of Zamzam, it actually became fat on Zamzam water.
Without food.
And he says, I never found even the slightest amount of hunger over this
placement,
Ma'ana. When I drink the water of Zamzam,
about ensure and light gain and whatever other things there are,
survive,
that it's a meal replacement.
Zamzam water,
Zamzam
without food.
It is like meal replacement.
A food replacement, Ma'ana.
But of course,
you know, we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala
and life gain
and whatever other things there are.
Obviously, we must
that
not,
it's a meal replacement.
You know, now avoid eating and saying, okay, I'm only going to drink Zamzam.
Those were, of course,
exceptional circumstances
that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala
had no means
of
sustaining there,
but
so
obviously we must not
water, and Allah
made it a source of
nourishment
for him to such an extent
and saying, okay, I'm only going to drink
and pick up weight.
Those were
exceptional circumstances.
Abu Dhabi
so,
radiallahu ta'ala
no,
had no means of sustenance there, but he had
yaqeen
and of course we know
water,
that
and Allah
ta'ala
whatever dua a person makes when drinking Zamzam after drinking
one of the
main duas,
and then of course
that
we know that
the
Zamzam
duas are narrated from
like it is
people
mentioned early on, Mount
Zamzam
and Mount Kalibalo,
after you
drinking Zamzam,
Allah
may make
whatever dua a person makes when drinking Zamzam
after drinking Mount Hafim,
one of the great and what we seen as also.
But they sell it at a huge profit, is inshallah. Is that, we've got 2 minutes left. Would you like to add in anything else?
It is permissible.
There's a question if you allow us to take it.
Yes, ma'am.
It says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. People bring in Zamzam, but they sell it at a huge profit. Is it correct?
Storing it and, you know, all of those questions, I think.
JazakumAllah khairan for your time, much appreciated.
Assalamu alaikum
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.